Ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, you have now just entered 4th Street. My name is Kobe.
I'm Charles, not Charlie.
I'm Charlie, not Charles.
Don't mix us up.
And Smooth Austin.
And we are the 4th Street Sportsmen, and this is the 4th Street Sports Show. People,
shout out to her.
It is the 4th Street Sports Show. Wow, this is an interesting start to the last show of the semester, but okay. I am Kobe.
I am Charles, not Charlie.
And I'm Charlie, not Charles.
Don't mix us up.
And I'm Smooth Austin.
And we are the 4th Street Sportsmen, and you have now entered 4th Street. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a jam-packed show for y'all today. Of course, we got a packed Eagle Eye. Then we have a special guest heading toward 4th Street this week. Then, of course, we get into a little small debate. And then, of course, we got to give off flowers. And we have a lot of flowers to give out this week.
Tons.
So let's start off with the Eagle Eye. We head over to the baseball diamond. Southern Miss Baseball is now number 14 in the nation now after two straight losses in Conference USA. They were number four before those losses. The Golden Eagles lost their first two games against Old Dominion like they did in the series against UAB, but took the last game 5-4. Danny Lynch hit a walk-off single, scoring Christopher Sargent in the 10th inning to avoid the series sweep. The Monarchs of Old Dominion had only been held under 5 runs 9 times this season before the series, and Southern Miss defense held them under 5 for the whole weekend with 4 apiece. Tanner Hall's perfect 7-0 record came to an end as he earned a loss in the first game after an 8-inning performance of a career-high 14 strikeouts with 8 hits allowed and 3 runs allowed. Hunter Riggins earned a loss for the second game after playing 6 innings, but Dalton Rogers stepped in for the last 3 and put up an impressive performance. Rogers struck out 8 of the 10 batters he faced with no hits allowed and 1 walk. The offense could not convert in the first 2 games with a combined 17 runners left on base. Will McGillis and Danny Lynch each had a pair of hits in the last game as the team got 7 hits, 7 walks, and a series low of strikeouts. Hurston Waldrep threw for 10 strikeouts in 6 innings in the third game, and Landon Harper came in to earn the win after fanning 6 and allowing 1 run in 4 innings. Tomorrow is the big rematch that everybody's been waiting for against Ole Miss at Pete Taylor Park at 6 p.m. This game is sold out, so you will only get to watch it on ESPN Plus or listen to it on Southern Miss Radio Network as well. Also, before the game, the World Series Atlanta Braves Champions Trophy will be also in Hattiesburg, too. So yes, get there before the game as well. I will be there early before the game to see that as well because, you know, that's my team. Also, shout out to Austin Riley. He's a Mississippi native as well. He was on part of that team last year. So that is great. But also, we have some breaking news in baseball, too.
Breaking news.
Breaking news that we found out earlier from Andrew Avedy that right-hand pitcher Blake Wehunt has now entered the transfer portal.
Why does his handedness matter?
That's important in baseball.
Yes, because it's important in baseball.
Very important, Charles.
Yep. Yes.
Very important thing. So we wish him the best in his future endeavors in the transfer portal as well. So now we move on from one baseball, from one diamond to the next diamond. We move over to softball. Smooth Austin.
You almost messed up from one baseball to another baseball.
I almost did.
A modified version of the sport.
Very modified version. And I'm actually glad this one has lesser innings, if I must say so myself. Which 7 innings is always better than 9. Southern Miss softball missed out on their playoff hopes as the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs. Oh my God, those Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. They got the job done, guys. They defeated the Golden Eagles in a series sweep. This was a must win, as we talked about it last week. What was at stake? They needed to win this series, and mostly they needed to sweep this series to move on. And they were on the cusp last week. They were seated at number 9, and then it went down here from there this week. So Louisiana Tech will be crowned as the CUSA regular season champions. So the Golden Eagles now finish their season at 29-23, which was actually, I don't know about you guys, but watching them, they had a lot of great ups and they had a few downs. This was a young team with a few key veteran leaders that carried the team with Tata and especially Destiny Brown. And you probably can throw Hannah Borden in there too as a key component. And we all know how special Morgan Linestock was. You know, what did we call her? Mr. Iron Woman?
Miss Iron Woman? Yeah, because yeah, she... Yeah, I think because of this series, she slipped, but she was on the pace to... be the top innings played in the conference. Yes. I think she ended at 3. Yes. But still, she just had an outstanding season.
Do we know who beat her?
As you know, in the CUSA playoff bracket, you know, it was in this Conference USA softball playoff bracket. They take the top 3 teams from each division, and then the next 2 teams could be from either the same division or another division. It's just the best 2 teams after those top 6 that get in for those 2 wild card positions. And Charlotte and UTSA earned those positions in the tournament, guys, with a 12-12 record. With Charlotte being 12-12, and UTSA being 11-12 in the conference. And like we said, you talking about Linestock, she had a rough time in those last 2 games, but put together a solid performance in what was a great year for the junior. In her man, special year for her, like I said, Miss Iron Woman or / Iron Man, whatever you want to call her, but. She played phenomenal. She played a complete game Friday, only allowing 1 run and allowing 5 hits and striking out 8 batters. That was a tough one to lose 1-0 in a game where you really needed to set the tone, and they would lose that game 1-0. And then she took a loss every game, though, finishing the season at 18-13. Before that, she came in at 18-11. And she held a 6th best Conference USA ERA at 2.64, being just all the amount of games that she pitched. That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. 4th most in the league and 2nd most strikeouts with 161. So the Miss said goodbye to seniors Alyssa, Tata Davis, and Destiny Brown, as I told you about. So actually, we thought they would leave last year. Mm-hmm. They came back for another 5th year, so that was kind of special for them to have an extra 5th year as a graduate student. Who each finished in the top 5 of the league this season with a combined 127 combined hits. And as we know, Tata broke the hitting record here for Southern Miss. And, you know, Destiny Brown broke the stolen base record here. So those were 2 records broken by those 2 phenomenal athletes right there. Brown took she took the program record with stolen bases, and Davis, the record holder for most hits. And also, just to lastly say this, congratulations to both of those ladies. They made the All-Conference first team, so that was a big ups to them. And lastly, congratulations to Jana Lee, the freshman. She made All-Conference first, All-Freshman conference team. I'm saying it so backwards. All-First-Team conference.
CUSA all first freshman team. Yeah, let's go with that.
She made the best freshman team.
Yes, the top freshman team.
And we'll give it more specific flowers in our flowers segment. But I'll oop it over to you, Charlie.
Yeah, I'll just say that was an impressive season after what they went through last year. So congrats to them for putting that season together.
It just shows how resilient they are as a team, you know. Can't wait to see some of these freshmen ball out.
Yeah, for real.
So, yeah.
And another team that has suffered with the repercussions or is going to suffer from the repercussions of the transfer portal is men's basketball. And, I mean, softball recovered nicely. You know, that's what I was just saying. And men's basketball has added some key transfers from the transfer portal to the team. They recently announced today, actually, the 2 additions of 2 Chilean guards with Nico Aguirre and Marcelo Perez. So
we see you practicing on your Spanish.
Yeah, I just said and in Spanish.
For your Spanish exam tomorrow.
Yeah, I do have a Spanish exam. But... that's pretty big. I'm going to research more about their maybe connection, you know, watch their tape as we get closer to the basketball season next semester. But it's going to be exciting to see some new faces in Golden Eagles basketball. So stay tuned for that. And congrats for them coming to Southern Miss. And now we move on to track and field.
Yes, one of my favorite sports around here. First of all, we would like to wish here at 4th Street Sports good luck to Southern Miss Track and Field as they prepare to compete in the CUSA Outdoor Championships starting on May 13th, which is when I'm graduating, actually, me and Kobe.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that now. Do they have any seniors participating?
They do.
Well, I was going to say, I think Lena is going to be graduating. She's in our department.
I don't know. Maybe they don't walk. That's interesting.
Maybe they don't walk. They run.
Ah.
With urgency.
But, so it starts on the 13th and goes to the 15th. And Southern Miss expects to have some athletes representing them nationally at the NCAA East preliminaries starting May 25th through the 28th. That's my birthday.
And good plug, Charles.
And the October championships starting on June the 8th. So, again, best of luck to all the competitors that we will be having at all those competitions. And also, we strongly encourage you to listen back to the episodes that we had those track people on. We had three of them.
Three for three. We need 4 for 4th Street.
$4
yeah.
menu.
Oh wait, we can't drop any names.
No
free advertisement. We don't. Yeah, we know the 4 for 4 people.
Yeah.
I have momentarily forgotten.
Four.
Oh dear.
Good. They'll have to pay us.
Who sells 4 for 4?
I don't know. So, some.
Is it even a deal?
Some redheaded girl.
Yeah, some red.
Yeah, we don't know her.
But
sorry.
But wait, were you finished with the track and field?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Moving on to soccer. Of course, we have a special guest heading through 4th Street today, and we wanted to share the news you might have missed regarding Southern Miss soccer, and we will introduce that during the interview as well. And speaking of that, we are going to go to a quick break after these two songs, Going Back to Cali by the Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac's California Love featuring Dr. Dre.
I thought we already played that.
No, we did not.
We started it, but we're going to restart it.
We're going to restart it and play it all the way through this time.
Play it back, y'all.
Okay, that was weird. But when we come back, we have a special guest heading through 4th Street today. Of course, from the Southern Miss soccer team, Miss Ilana Izquierdo. She will be sitting down with us to discuss.
Came right off the tongue, Kobe.
Huh?
Came right off the tongue, man.
And I believe as a record, 4 guests from one team.
So. Yes.
Yeah. So we are going for.
So when we come back, we will be sitting down with her, and we will be discussing all things soccer. And yeah, this is 4th Street Sports Show, and this is Southern Miss Radio.
Stay tuned.
To Cali. That was Going Back to Cali by the late great, the Notorious B.I.G. And welcome back to the 4th Street Sports Show, ladies and gentlemen. We have a special guest in the building today heading through 4th Street. She has won the Conference USA Freshman of the Year after her Golden Eagle debut of 7 goals, 7 assists for the 3rd most points in the conference. And she was also recently named to the Colombian Under-20 national team that will be competing in the 2022 Under-20 FIFA World Cup. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going on with the audio, but ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss Ilana Izquierdo in the studio today. Ilana, how are you?
Well, hello. Thank you for inviting me. I'm pretty excited for what I've done during this year, and I'm pretty excited for what's coming. But yeah, thank you for having me here.
Thank you for coming. We were just reading over everything that you've done this year. You know, we learned your name at the beginning of the year for the soccer season, and just to see everything that you've done in this first year, I mean, that's a lot. Could you just talk about how your first year at Southern Miss has gone? Has it beat expectations?
Well, I think I have been a really good year for me, for the team, for the program. I'm so excited for what's coming, but I think we have achieved a lot of things. As a player, but also as a team, I'm so happy for all the growth and development I have done the last year. I've grown as an athlete, as a student, and as a person. I think that's the best part of it.
What have you learned in your first full year here at Southern Miss too?
I think I guess a lot of things, but since it was my first experience here in the U.S., I feel like being responsible and time management when it comes to soccer and school, I think that was like, that's the thing I've learned the most.
And obviously the big news is that you've been named the Colombian national team. We want to make sure we get get to know all about that. But we just want to know, since it happened recently, how did you react to that news? You know, you have everything going on right now here at Southern Miss, and then you get that news that you're going to be a part of the 2022 World Cup. How was that?
I really wanted to be in the team. I'm not going to lie. That's always my dream, to be with the national team, even though if it's U17th, U20th, with the senior team. It's always nice to represent your country, to like wear your jersey. And I was waiting for the collab because I'm pretty sure like they were looking at me, even though I'm not in the country, but they know what I'm doing right now. And my last season was so good and I got like a lot of good results. So that was good for them to see that I was playing, that I was in shape, and I was like ready to go and play for the national team.
How did you just receive that news? I know you played for the under-17 national team. How was it? Did you get a phone call? Did somebody like call you like, Ilana, like you made the team? Or
It's usually like they asked me if I was going to be in Colombia by the time they were going to do the camp. And they were like, yeah, so are you going to be here? I was like, yeah, I'm like on vacation right now, but I'm going to be here by that time. So they were like, okay, like you're going to join the team. And because, okay, since it was like a new coaching staff, I didn't know them, like any of them. So it was like my first time with them. And it was like the first impression, you know? So I was like, oh no, I need to be in shape. Like I need to be playing well. So it was kind of scary at the beginning, but it was like, I got it. Like I need to be ready. This is what I want. And so I'm going to work for it. And I think it was pretty good.
So like Austin said, you've been a part of past teams. Just how did you first get involved in the Colombian team?
Okay, so back at home, we have a league that it's like the nationals. So each city has their own team. So we usually go and play nationals, and they just get like certain players to go and join the national team. But okay, if you win the championship, that's the team that they're going to look for, you know? So we won the nationals, and that was so good for all of us. So I got like my first call out with the U17. I was 15 years old. I was 2 years under the age.
Wow. What was it like starting that early, and especially playing with, you know, people older, probably more experienced too?
That was hard. It was hard because I got to, like, to play with them. But I didn't get enough game time. I went to the South American tournament, but I played just like one game. That was so hard for me because I was not used to being the bench, and that's hard for like for every player, you know. You're always gonna be playing, practicing, but you're never gonna be sitting on the bench. That was hard for me, but also I've learned a lot about that. I was like, this is the first and last time I'm gonna come to the national team and be in the bench.
That sounds like the Mamba mentality.
Yeah, it does sound like the Mamba mentality.
So it was like, I need to work harder, I need to push harder, and next time I'm gonna be here, I'm gonna be in the field.
That's awesome. So you've been a part of it since you're 15. It seems like a lot to keep going up the ladder. Just have you kind of, with this news, kind of looked back on that and just seen, I know you've talked that you've grown a lot. Just how has this process made you grow?
I feel like I'm so proud of myself. But I know, like, there are a lot of things coming, so I just want to keep doing things right. So I've been with the U17th, U20th, but in the future I want to be with the senior team. I just want to keep doing things well. I'm just want to, like, keep playing and helping my teams, even though if it's at USM or the national team. But I just want to keep growing, you know, like soccer-wise and as a person.
And I don't want to jump too far ahead, but you do have a lot of minutes played with this team. Do you see that as a real possibility, like, to join the senior team in the near future?
Yeah, I've played just one game with the senior team already. And, okay, that was pretty good. I was young for the senior team, but it was such a good experience, and I want to go with the process, you know? So I already was with the U17th, U20th. What's next? The senior team. So as I told you before, I'm going to work for it, but right now I'm just focused on the U20.
And I wanted to touch on the experience. You said it's always awesome to put on, you know, that jersey. But what is it like? How is it different from playing nationally compared to, let's say, you know, at college here at Southern Miss? Just it could be in any ways different.
Okay, yes. First, like, to be in the national team, you're with the best players of the country. So we are all good. So the competition is pretty hard. But it's okay. It's nice to be there because we're all like working for the same thing. But you know you want to be on the field, so you know like you need to work hard. You need to push yourself, but you also need to push your teammates. Like I can compare that because like okay, it's here in the U.S. it's kind of similar, but the only thing is that the national team is the best players of the country. And you have players playing pro in Colombia, playing pro in Spain, playing pro in Europe. And we also have, okay, it's another player and me playing here in the U.S. So we have a lot of different, like, game types. So we just need to go and learn how to play with each other in 1 or 2 weeks. So that's pretty cool.
Because you just talk about also the culture from playing with the national team to coming, you know, from the States. What's just like the huge, well, the biggest, you know, difference in the culture? I know it's nothing like home in Colombia. You know, you got your friends and family. And coming over here, what's been the biggest adjustment for you, probably just culture-wise, just comparing both of the two?
I feel like sports here in general, it's a lot of, like, physical. And I'm not the biggest player, mm-hmm. not the tallest player. Like, I'm short, I'm small. So that was kind of hard. But I feel like soccer-wise, I can take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. So I really like to play with the ball on my feet. And even if I know that like strength or speed is not my, like, my best thing, so I just try to play simple and do what I can do and like help the team with what I can help. So.
I wanted to know this because, I mean, we're all busy, but you seem to be super busy. How are you balancing, you know, all of this happening in Colombia then having to happen in Costa Rica with life here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi? How has that worked out? Have you had to travel this semester?
Yeah, so I've been traveling, like the whole spring. I came late for the beginning of the... of school. Then I went to Costa Rica like a month after. Then I came back and stayed here like for 2 weeks, and then I was gone for a month. I think it was hard, I'm not gonna lie, but I do appreciate all the help and support that I received from my coaches, my teammates, and my professors. That has been like pretty good and pretty nice, and I was able to do everything. My schoolwork, my soccer while I was playing, and I was able like to have enough time for everything. So I do appreciate their help.
And what is your schedule like this summer? Do you know when you're leaving yet?
Well, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'll be in Orlando for a week just for vacations, and then I'm heading to Minnesota. I'm gonna be playing there for a summer team, and I don't know what's next with the national team. We might be practicing and going for camps or probably friendly games, but I don't have dates for that. And well, then I'll be in the World Cup.
Wow. Hey,
could also just talk to me about that? It seems like, you know, in your sport, soccer, it never stops. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, you started in the spring. Well, started early. What was it? October for soccer season.
Yeah.
Ran through about February almost. Was it February?
Well, the soccer season.
Yeah,
the
soccer season. Am I getting it wrong?
No, yeah, you're getting it wrong. Ended in December, right?
Oh, December. Yeah. Okay.
I think we started in like in August.
August, yeah. My bad. I'm thinking, August to December, then you come back this spring, you were practicing, you know, prepping yourself with the national team, like you said, going to camps and everything. Now you're going into the summer playing again, and then boom, the season comes back again. Can you just talk about just, you know, how does your body feel almost just, you know, going from here to here, just...
Yeah, and how do you, like, keep it going?
I'm not gonna lie, I love it. Like, I don't want to rest. Like, wow. I don't want vacations. I don't want to, okay, you need to go and do recovery. Like, that's not on my schedule. Like, I really like to play, to practice, to do weights. If I need to do weights, to practice twice or three times a day. Right now I'm feeling pretty good. I also take care of my nutrition part. I also take care of my sleep. Because I think, like, those are, like, really important parts, like, we're like out of the field, because what we do in the field is fine, but we need to take care of our bodies like out of the field. If we want to be at a high level, we need to like work on everything. So yeah, I just love it. Like, I don't want to rest. Yeah. I don't want to stop.
And you're a nutrition major, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's
I see the connection.
There. Yeah. You talked a little about it before the show, but we're going to get to it. The World Cup draw recently happened, and now y'all know who you're playing. How do you feel about y'all's placement in that group? We got some pretty big names.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. It's going to be hard. Like, every single group is hard. But, well, we have our first game against Germany. That's going to be great. I think it's going to be our first time playing a European team. And, well, we'll see. It's going to be fun.
Has Sam said anything to you about that game?
Yeah, she told me that we need to beat Germany. I was like, yeah, that's going to happen.
She's giving you intel. And Germany won the championship in 2014 overall three times, tied with America for most U20 championships. So big task, but good luck to y'all for that.
Thank you.
And could you help explain kind of to people that might not understand the tournament, what happens in the group stage and how y'all are kind of competing to move on from that?
Okay, so the first round, it's three games. We have four groups of four teams, so we'll play three games. The best two move to the second round. Then it's like, if you win, you keep playing. If you lose, you're done. So, I mean, we just need to make it to the second round first, and then we'll see what's going to happen.
We wish you best of luck there.
Thank you.
And busy time coming up, but just if you could look ahead or think about how this tournament, you know, will shape your career, how do you think this experience will help you here at Southern Miss?
I feel I'm going to gain a lot of experience, a lot of confidence in my game, and I'm just ready to bring that on the field here. I'm just ready to like to help my teammates, to like to give the team everything I can and my best. So I'm just going to help the program and my teammates to grow and to keep like working hard. I want to push them like as hard as I can, cuz I'm pretty sure the program can go like as far as we want. But we just, like, I'm going to be here to help and change our mindset with the little things we need to change and improve. And I think, like, the World Cup, it's going to help me for that, because I'm going to still learn a lot. So, yeah.
And Coach JP is here behind us, so he might be biting his nails on this question. But the season does start in August, and so that will be kind of conflicting with, you know, the two schedules. Have y'all kind of talked about how that will happen, how you'll get back to the season? I know you said you're ready to hit the road running when you get back. You don't like rest, but how is that process going to work?
Well, I don't know how far we're going to go with the World Cup. So as soon as I'm done there, I'm going to come here like straight and play. I might lose the first three games, but I'll be here for a conference, and that's what actually matters.
Okay.
And I'm so excited for that.
My question would be just a quick scenario. You said all rest, no breaks. So, say, you know, you guys come back off the plane, and Southern Miss Soccer has a game the next day. Are you playing in that game?
If they're going to put me in, I'm going to play.
We're gonna you heard it there first. Yes.
Coach JP, is she going in?
I hope she loses all the games in August.
If you can...
Oh, man.
If she's here, she's definitely going to play.
If you couldn't hear that, JP said if she's here, she will play, but he hopes she loses the games. So, she's going to be playing with jet lag, so we wish you the best. But really, just congrats on making this. Do you have anything else you'd like to add about the whole process or something that we might have skipped?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Also, you said that you like that it's all gas, no breaks and everything. So what do you do in your free time when you do have that time to, like, kind of rest?
I love to work out. So when I'm not at the field, I'm probably the weight room. I also like to read a lot, like about nutrition. I feel passionate about it, so I like to read and just learn a lot about things. I also like to watch a lot of soccer. Like, I don't care if it's Colombian or European or whatever. I just like to watch soccer.
Who's your favorite soccer player?
Right now, Thiago Alcantara. He plays for Liverpool.
And who's your favorite club?
I don't have a favorite one. I like Manchester City. But, yeah, like, I just like to watch good soccer.
Student of the game, it seems.
And truly.
That mama
yeah.
And truly, miss no days off. We're talking when she's not doing soccer, she's training for soccer or reading about her major.
I feel motivated by this interview.
Like, soccer in school is my lifestyle right now, so... Everything goes, like, around it, so I just need to do my best for everything. So that's what I actually do.
Anything else? Anything else? For
no, like I said, I feel motivated. Wait, I'm trying to run through the brick wall.
All right, I'm going to end it off with this one. You got JP here, but you also have your dad. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, could you just talk about what inspiration he's been to you and just him coming here just to support you, like, just in a radio station with us. Just talk about your dad and how he's just been there for you.
I'm not going to lie. Like, my family has been there for me every time since I started until now, and I'm pretty sure it's going to keep being like that. That's such an important part for me, for my career, for me, like, as a student, as an athlete, and as a person. Because I'm pretty sure my family is going to be there for me the whole time, even though if I'm doing things right, wrong, or if I'm happy or sad. So it has been a really important part for me. And I told them as soon as the South American tournament ended that, like, their support, it's one of, like, the most important things for me. And I've achieved, like, the whole things during my career because of that. That's the most important part for me. My family, so it's like family, soccer, and school. So if I have those three, everything's going to be right.
Got you. That's the best formula you can have.
Well, thank you, Ilana. Thank you for coming here today in your very busy schedule. Also, good luck to you this summer and safe travels tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on before you're leaving. That's big commitment.
Very big commitment. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from the break, we will have a quick debate segment, and then we will get into our flower segment. This is the 4th Street Sports Show, and this is Southern Miss Radio. 4th
Street Sports.
And welcome back to the 4th Street Sports Show. That was the late, great Mac Miller with Ladders. Also, special thank you again to Ilana Izquierdo for stopping by here on 4th Street and sitting with us and discussing her upcoming tournament that she's going to be competing in with the national team. So special thanks to her, Coach JP, and her father who stopped by to
yes, very cool of them to visit us.
Major shout out. Like we said this also off air. I think we said it off air. Oh, did we say it on air? But this is the fourth
soccer player to come on.
Yes. Charles has 4 burgers on his plate.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we mentioned 4 for 4 almost 4 times.
And we're on 4th Street.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going crazy with the 4s, guys.
Yeah. It's just a special 4th Street day.
It is. It's very special.
It is a special day because we have this debate section, but we're not probably going to debate. We're going to we're just talking obviously we want to say we're going to give a bunch of flowers, but this is probably our last episode together as a whole group. Mm-hmm. We might be doing some specials, but you know, last time in the studio probably. So yeah, the OG 4th Street sports group. Yeah, what we built this year was pretty crazy. We want to thank everybody who has been a part of it. Like we were saying, soccer was a big, great start to our last semester. We want to thank them for, you know, letting us do everything we did, and that was just real fun to be a part of that.
Yeah. Definitely. Major shout out to especially just the soccer team and the track team. They were our most
Volleyball too, I believe, right?
Volleyball. We got some volleyball. We had like two guests, I think. Right?
Yeah, we had Mia and then our former coach.
But just a complete shout out to just the women's sports here.
Women's athletics on campus.
They killed it.
Yeah. They did kill it.
Oh, they definitely did. Soccer held it down.
They did kill it.
Soccer held it down.
And we'd also like to thank all the guests from outside of the university that have come on as well.
Oh, yes, yeah, definitely. True. Shout out to Trevor, Richie, friend of the show, Dima.
Miss Brown.
Miss Brown.
With the Monarchy.
I think the head coach or the conditioning coach from the Royalty. I forgot his name.
It's slipping my mind
at the moment. But shout out to you too, sir, for coming on here.
Yeah,
bro.
Oh, man, I forgot his name too. It's been a lot of special teams.
It's been a lot of special teams.
Reggie. Did we say Reggie?
Oh, Reggie. Oh,
man, we're forgetting.
Then there was that couple that came on.
Taj and Sarah.
Oh, wow.
We did that. Bro, I totally forgot we had the legend Reggie Collier on the show.
I mean, first year, we got name dropped on ESPN. Like, come on. Hey. Okay, we're not going to toot our own horns here. But.
No, I will absolutely toot my own horn. This is an award-winning show.
What happened with that again?
So it was, not going to say names, because it was all fine. I joked about it. I made a tweet. It was like, don't.
Give us shout-outs.
He said a student podcast. But, hey. Yeah, ESPN was cool enough for me. You know?
We'll give him a shout out since he don't want to give us one. But shout out to Jason Baker for
it. It was all good. He said he was just we've had those moments where we're on air. It slips. He puts crazy prep into all of his work. I was just making a joke with it. But I'm glad that he, you know, was listening to our content in the first place.
Like, I'm putting that out there now since we had him on for like early. Who knows? We may have another Southern Miss legend on here.
We gotta bring Jason.
We gotta bring him on. We gotta bring him on. Who knows?
Y'all may have Ray Guy or Brett Favre on here. You never know. It could align.
We had the freaking AD on here.
Mr. McClain for coming on. Big deal for coming on.
Yes, that was an interesting first episode.
It really was.
Very.
We talked about the
only OGs know that wasn't technically the first episode.
Yeah. Yes.
I guess you could call it the pilot. I guess.
Talked about the technical sandwich we had.
Technical difficulty sandwich. None of our mics were working in here, so we literally had to go in the booth with one or two mics, and it was just Charlie and the AD
on there, and that was an interesting.
It was. We were just sitting there.
We were in here watching from the outside.
and look how far we came. We got 3 awards for it, so you can't tell us.
Yeah, and another technical difficulty on our last show.
It was all good. We want to thank Kendall, PG, Samantha from soccer again. Also, we had some interviews this semester, kind of got outside the box a little bit. We got Jamie Arrington from To the Top Talk.
Shout out to the Top.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, and Josh Mackey from Esports was great. We've just had a lot of. It's just awesome to see the variety.
Let's not forget Coach McNillis too.
Yes.
Oh,
coach.
Yes. Oh, forgot. Also, that one. That one interview with Mia that was kind of like off the radar. Kind of that one night. It wasn't on a Tuesday, but we just had to fit it in.
It was on the 4th Street day.
Yes, it was
like
on
today.
Yeah.
So. It may not be a Tuesday, but it's always a 4th Street.
Always a 4th Street day. But definitely shout out to everybody that stopped through here, bro. It was great speaking to everybody that came on here too. I think some of them, it was their first time speaking in an interview mm-hmm. setting too as well. But it was great to have everybody here on 4th Street, and it was just awesome too as well.
Yeah, and also, go ahead.
You can go ahead, because I'm going to kind of have a closing thing that y'all might want to talk about.
I'm just throwing shots.
Shots?
Pew, pew, pew.
Oh, I was thinking you were going to reference Mr. Consistency.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mr. Shot Put.
No, I'm not. I'm just throwing shots here. I just wanted to say this. Like I said, I enjoyed our women athletics mm-hmm. interviews. They were phenomenal. They were phenomenal. On the other hand, we have to get more men athletics.
We got to get football on here.
We got to get more men athletes on this show.
If you're listening to this, anybody involved with Southern Miss Men's Athletics, yes, please let us know, because we are always, we're looking to grow. We're looking to get, you know, more people.
I know you see me. Come talk to Fort
Yes.
Street.
Yes. We on the come up, ladies and gentlemen. Send us over here.
We want to include everybody. We want to make sure that everybody's included. So
we don't bite, and we don't ask disrespectful questions. We just over here.
Well, we just keep it real.
Yeah, we keep it real.
We keep it real. But on the other hand, just to all the athletes and everybody around, nobody does it like 4th Street. Nobody does it like 4th Street. Everybody else has blah. We have.
Nah, we're not gonna do that. We give our respects to the.
I told y'all I was throwing shots.
I guess I can't.
I don't.
Do that
I don't
either.
Condone.
No,
I give.
No.
I'm like he had it, but I give respects to
we
the OGs.
We
thank,
the,
thank
you. We
I mean,
the
they are the OGs,
heads.
But at the same time, I just want just everybody that is able to, if we can get them in, we would just love to talk to
always
everybody, and we have the best. I'm bragging, guys. I'm sorry.
We have.
He's letting it go
this,
to his
we
head.
We have the best up and coming show.
Yes.
He's
some
letting
of,
it go
yes.
to his head.
I am letting it go to my head.
Yeah,
because
some of these shows have been doing it for a while, and the fact that in our first year,
but we dive deeper. I want to say that. Let me correct it. We dive deeper. We don't just ask, questions about the game. Other interviews and other podcasts do. But we dive deeper. Because we are 4th Street. And I am getting cocky. And I apologize to everybody that I may have offended.
But I think
Oscar speech. Yes. Play the music.
But to that point, I think that's because we're students, honestly. And we kind of, like some other podcasts, they don't go to school here. And I'm saying this respectfully, too. All due respect. I think because we're students and we kind of relate to some of the student athletes as well, though, too, is what with the interviews as well. But
and
I
not
think
to mention, we have significantly easier access to it because we know these people personally. Yeah. So,
and we're always looking to improve, so we do want to get some more feedback next semester.
That is true.
Who y'all want on the show, what y'all want to hear on the show. So we're definitely looking ways to improve. So if you're listening, shoot us a message. Yeah. We'd like to hear.
And if we can help it, we'll make it happen.
But unfortunately, to quote Magic Johnson, I ain't gonna be here.
I ain't gonna be here either.
You gotta do it, Kobe.
But please do. Please do invite Kobe and I to come back, though. We would love to be a part of this show.
I ain't gonna be here. But I'm gonna come on definitely if y'all invite us as a guest, though. I ain't but an hour away. You are.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely.
Well, I'm like two, but you can still call me.
But we're gonna continue talking. We got a lot of flowers to get, so let's go into our flowers.
Oh, commercial break before
sponsor
we
sponsor message.
Yes,
is it the redheaded girl?
It could be Charlie Brown. It could be,
but it could be her bloody nose. Southern Miss Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the show. We're now giving flowers.
Yes, thank you, Logan.
You're welcome.
It is. You are Charles. You are not Logan.
No, Charles is
you
Logan.
You don't know that.
Logan is Charles.
Thank you, Logan. Thank you, Logan. Also, thank you for making that one guest appearance on that one show. That was hilarious. But anyway, we are here at our flowers section, ladies and gentlemen. For those who are listening for the first time, our flowers section is where we give praise and recognition to our Golden Eagles, who whether current or former, who have received honors during the week and we give them their praise and we give them their flowers on this show. But this week, we got a lot of flowers to give out, people. Starting out with shout out to all the Golden Eagle student athletes who won awards at the annual Talon Awards, which were held for the first time since the pandemic.
Talon, man. Oh, Talon, like an eagle.
Okay, all right.
I was there, and that, it was fun.
That's the best blooper of the year.
Talon. At the annual Talon Awards. I was about to say it. I was about to say it.
Two for two.
Dude's taking the Spanish a little too seriously.
Honestly, I probably said that somewhere else too. But anyway, we're gonna move on. Congrats to a couple of the winners, including the women's indoor track team as the best women's team of the year and the baseball team as the best men's team of the year. So, but shout
from
out
last
to
last season, not this season. From just to clarify.
But shout out to I think Reed Trimble won an award there.
Yeah, yes, he did. He won newcomer of the year with Dominique Davis. Yes. Obviously, Reed Trimble's no longer here, but yes, you know, he came and went, so
yeah,
they got
yeah,
exactly,
had
to give him his flowers.
And I remember because I was there when he won that award. He had one of his teammates go up there for him, and his teammates said, "I'm obviously not Reed Trimble, but he wanted me to tell y'all that it's great being a Baltimore Oriole, but it's even better to be a Golden Eagle for life."
Wow. Shout out to Reed Trimble.
Respect.
Well, also, Ariel Diaz and Corville Todd won the Most Valuable Eagle Award winners there at the Talon Awards as well. So shout out to everybody who won an award there, especially those individuals as well. Also, we give flowers to Destiny Brown and Alyssa Davis, who gave it their all for Southern Miss softball and stuck through it through the toughest times. They will be graduating. Well, no, this is their last season.
They're graduate students.
So this is their last season here. So shout out to them as well. They leave the university as the program's best, and they were both named to All-Conference USA first team selection. So shout out to them as well. Jaina Lee was also named to Conference USA All-Freshman
team. There we go.
To the Conference USA All-Freshman team. Yeah, we were kind of struggling with that earlier, but shout out to Jaina Lee.
Freshman team.
Yeah, so shout out to Jaina Lee for doing that as well. Also, happy birthday wishes. We also got to give our birthday wishes to Mr. The Standard is the Standard, Southern Miss football head coach, Mr. Will Hall. Happy birthday to Coach Will.
You can't build, I'm playing on one of his quotes, you can't build Rome in a couple of days, but can you build it in 42 years?
Mm. The standard is the standard,
Charles. Nah, we really respect Coach Hall.
Speaking of, it's his birthday.
Yes, it's his birthday, and
and Ben's birthday.
Happy
birthday to Ben, and it must be a special day, because it's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Bailey. It was a little weird when I found out that Coach Hall is only 14 years older than my brother is, so it's very interesting. But happy birthday, Bailey. Hope you're having a great day.
Mm-hmm. Just happy birthday to everybody.
Yes, happy birthday to everybody on the planet, man.
Oh, I guess we're Cinnamon Toast Ken all of a sudden. If it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Yes, but also, we have to give a special thank you.
Mississippi's own, by the way, fun fact.
As I was saying... We have to give a special thank you to everyone who has supported us during this first year of 4th Street. We thank y'all, the viewers, people who watched on Facebook Live, people who listened on 88.5 on SouthernMissRadio.com, the TuneIn Radio app, everybody that supported us this first year, from the fans to the coaches to the athletes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We very much appreciate it. Again, we accomplished a lot in this first year, and we couldn't have done it without y'all as well. So thank you as well. But Charles, you have any closing thoughts?
Y'all get to give some
closing thoughts on this year. I'm just forever grateful for the opportunities that this show has brought us and all the amazing connections within the USM sports community that I've been able to make. So I'm very grateful for all that's happened this year for this show, and I know that the future for this show is brighter than the sun. So I look forward to seeing from the sidelines as an alum of this show how it's going to be able to grow and blossom.
Well, the sun's technically dying, Charles. It's still bright.
Shush.
No,
shush.
Respect, Charles.
Shush.
It's been an honor.
Now, thank you.
Thank you.
Am I just going to say I'm Charlie? That's depressing. I can't say I'm Charlie, not Charles anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well, we gotta come up with a some sort
We're
of connection.
We're just gonna rename Dima Charles.
And I'm Dima Charles.
Honestly, that doesn't sound like a bad name either.
Sounds like a wrestler name, honestly.
Got like a nice ring to it.
But also Isaac his sentiments to first. I probably said that expression all wrong, but
that's good.
I
just finish. Just finish.
But yeah, I do. I thank God. I thank everybody, and I thank everybody for bringing us together. I still remember when Austin told me about this whole thing. Charles already knew about it, but I remember when Austin told me about it, and then I was game for it too. At first, I thought it was gonna be a whole nother situation, but then we met and talked, and then. That's when I met Charlie for the first time, when Austin told me about Charlie from the Prince. And we all just came together and we just built this from the beginning, pretty much, honestly. And then, of course, the trips to Alabama, to Mobile, and then, of course, to Tuscaloosa. Lusa, my bad.
You're on a roll with these pronunciations.
Tuscaloosa, Livingston. We can't forget
that trucker stop with that ghost motel.
Oh, man. Huh. Yeah, we can't forget that.
That parking lot was weird. They don't have enough parking spots in that parking lot.
But from
the gas station,
the fire, Waffle House and Meridian.
Oh, that was so good, bro. But from
made me starve.
Yes, from that, from those experiences to the shows to the interviews and then of course the awards. We've done a lot in this first year, and this was. And usually the first year is usually the down year for when you start something. But I consider us rookies of the year this year, and they don't got to stamp it. I stamp it as us. And I said it at the beginning of the year. Last year was a TV show. This year was a movie, and we accomplished a lot. And I do thank y'all for that. I appreciate y'all for being here along this ride. Sadly, we have to ride off into the – me and Charles have to ride off into the sunset right after we – cross that stage on Friday, and
we are grizzled veterans compared to y'all.
Are we young grizzled veterans?
The young grizzled veterans. I'm not really a big fan of their work though.
If you get the reference, you'll get it. But again, Austin, Charlie, Charles, I thank y'all for this ride. This has been one of the funnest years here since I've been here at Southern Miss, and I appreciate y'all for that too as well. And I can't wait to see this show. Ascend like an eagle, fly like an eagle,
soar, fly like an eagle.
And I just can't wait. I know y'all gonna steer the ship in the right direction as well though too. So, but I thank y'all, thank my 4th Street brothers, I thank everybody that's supported us through everything too as well. And I can't wait to see where 4th Street goes from here. And but this is not goodbye. This is I'll see you around, and we'll be back on some shows as a guest.
Yes, we will.
We'll be back on the show as a guest. So
you better,
yeah, y'all better call me.
With a stare down.
But
side eye.
But thank you.
I wonder how people are gonna replace me. I've been quite the personality for this show.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely from being here, from being on the boards and everything as well. But
and we want to thank Sky, Ben, definitely. Abby. For being
also,
and Logan that one time.
And Logan, yeah.
Also Casper.
Casper. Yes,
came in. Yeah, for man or, you know, helming the ship.
Yeah.
Inclusive.
I'll just kind of just recap it right here. Also, I don't want to forget about J-Mac Jonathan.
Oh, yeah. We can't forget about Jonathan.
He was a big big part in this stuff, just setting up the production for the videos and everything.
Oh, and even more importantly, big ups and a big thank you to Wilbur Martin for believing
in
this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely shout out to Wilbur. He definitely believed in us, and he let us run
gave
this,
us that green light.
Gave us that green light opportunity to run this show where you see it, and we couldn't have done it without Wilbur. Because Wilbur could have said, this sucks. And
he could have.
And he said, I'm like, don't do this anymore. But we definitely thank Wilbur for that. We can't forget Wilbur.
And I'll just recap it off right here and just say, you know, I'm appreciative for all of y'all. This probably wouldn't have started. I came up with the idea a little bit, but Charles also kept, he honed up on the idea. I came to Charles, was like, hey, Charles, let's make a sports show. And then from there, you know, we met you, Kobe. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, man, out of nowhere, I was like, I got to reach out to Charlie. He's the sports director. Like, why not reach out to him? He knows a lot about to the Miss Athletics. But it was a huge part. I give Charles a huge part because without you, Charles, this wouldn't have been possible. Without me meeting you and Crystal and all of this, all the radio
stuff. Definitely
shout
out to Crystal Lewis. We can't forget her, too. Shout out to her.
Yeah, she was running so that we could walk.
Yep. She was.
She definitely brought us together, too, because I wouldn't have met Charles or Austin without the Eagle Hour. So definitely shout out to Crystal Lewis.
Yes. So, I mean, this show wouldn't have been what it was without the connections and the people that we made here on campus. And just the colleagues that we've encountered and the other, you know, students that helped us along the way. 4th Street would not be what 4th Street is right now without the people that we've encountered. Like, I think I gave a shout-out to everybody. Hopefully we didn't miss anybody.
Yeah.
But it's a big shout-out to everybody. Man, I'm just thankful to meet you, Kobe, Charles, Charlie, man. Just thankful for this.
Definitely.
Cause it was just a dream at first, and now it's a reality. So without all of you guys, and without everybody's help that has helped us along the way, 4th Street wouldn't be where it is right now. Really? You know, kind of can brag on it a little bit, but award-winning podcast,
award-winning in year one,
rookie. So again, like I said, rookies of the year, bro.
Yes.
We done it all in this first year, and I already know that this. And I see this going on.
Forever.
Yes.
This is a staple of this station.
Yes, look,
if I look back on this station 20 years from now and this is not part of the programming, I'm going to be shocked.
Yes. Yeah. And plus, if it is, remember, our names are on it. We started this.
Founder.
And to quote a...
Founder on my resume.
Man, we got to kick y'all out. It's going to be y'all's hell.
Yes. To quote one of my favorite characters, Franklin Saint of Snowfall, we built this brick by brick.
Yes.
So... pretty much, I'm like, I enjoy doing this, and I can't wait to see, again, where this ascends, where this soars to, and yeah, so.
Oh, and one last thing I wanted to say, and I'm halfway joking when I say this, but also I'm like fully serious as well. Thank you to the Southern Miss Athletic Department for not getting mad at us.
Thank you.
And being supportive and allowing us to keep on having students on. So,
and thank you to the fans that, you know, continue to watch 4th Street and come check us out, especially our parents. shout out to them.
Definitely to our parents. Charlie, definitely shout out to your moms for the shirts, bro.
Yes, yes.
That, definitely. I'm like, when I heard we was getting shirts, I was like, oh, wow, this is like, wow, now, and it became more real. So definitely shout out to her for the shirts.
Shout out to everybody.
Oh, yeah, shout out to everybody, bro.
I'm not holding back tears, you are.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
Seems we've encountered an onion chopping factory.
Yeah, I got a couple onions.
I'm going to just kind of speed through this because we do have to say this as well, though. WUSM88.5, SouthernMissRadio.com, Facebook Live, also the TuneIn Radio app, and then of course if you missed the show today, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the show will be up on all podcast platforms as well, YouTube as well. So like, subscribe, hit that notification bell on that. Follow us on all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Shout out to everybody over there as well, because we have more stuff coming in the future in the summer as well. So shout out to that. But yeah, it's about that time. My name has been Kobe.
My name has been Charles, and we're going to be gone next year, unfortunately. Yes. So that'll be the last time we get to say, and not Charlie.
And for the last time, I am Charlie, not Charles.
I hope you didn't mix us up at all.
And smooth, Dawes. Oh, it kind of hurts saying it.
Yeah.
4th Street, be thy name. Kobe. Charlie, Charles, and Smooth Voss is the gang. We will see y'all later. This has been Positively 4th Street.
Positively.
Peace and love, everyone.
We'll still be sticking around, guys.
Yes. 3, 2, 1.
Thanks for listening to the 4th Street Sports Show. Tune in next week, Tuesday, 5 p.m.